Another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox 96.9 FM at 1340 AM. I'm your host, as always, Glenn Thomas. With me, as always and as usual, the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
What is going on? Good to talk wrestling. Let's get into it.
Let's do it, man. One of the biggest things coming up this week, we talk about, is the Mae Young Classic. I was released on Monday night. But before we go there, let's talk about, to me, in my opinion, the greatest woman in WWE wrestling right now. No, it's not Sasha Banks. No, it's not Charlotte. It's not even Carmella. It's not even Alexa Bliss. But right now, it's Asuka. Asuka retires, or is not retired in NXT as the NXT Women's Champion, relinquishes the belt due to a collarbone injury. But we found out on NXT that she's not coming back to NXT. She's either going to be on Monday Night Raw, or she's going to be on SmackDown. And I think my hat goes off to Triple H and those at NXT for giving her a great send-off. She held a belt for over 530-some days as a champion, and all 530-some days of her being the NXT Women's Champion were exciting. Your thoughts on Asuka, and what do you think she ended up?
Well, it was done exactly the way it should have been done. She was undefeated from her entire tenure in NXT, and rightfully so. The woman is that good, okay? So I have no qualms with her, with the way she was booked. It was done perfectly, in my opinion. I don't see any reason why she shouldn't be pushed once she gets to the main roster as well. She's that good.
I mean, she's going to go to the main roster. SmackDown or Raw? That's the question right now. The question is, what roster do you put her on? Do you put her on the Raw roster, which, in my opinion right now, is already heavily stacked with stars? We got Bayley coming back. We don't know, you know, Bayley could come back as a free agent like John Cena did, quotation marks, and be a free agent. Do you put Asuka right now on Raw, or you put her on SmackDown?
That's a toughie, because I'm looking at the rosters, and honestly, oh boy, I feel like there'd be better competition on SmackDown. But I feel like because she's such a big deal, they would put her on Raw. If I had to pick right now, but my heart wants her to go to SmackDown, but my brain is telling me she ends up on Raw.
See, I differ with you on that. I think she does end up on Raw, but I think Raw has a better competition. I just look at who's over there. Your Nia Jax, your Alexa Bliss that's over there, your even your Emma's that's over there right now. Mickie James, who's also on Raw. And I think those girls are definitely, you know, women who actually can maneuver and get it done.
So,
some of them are veterans.
So, you're telling me you're putting that roster of competition for Asuka over top of Charlotte, Natty, Becky Lynch, Naomi?
I'm not looking at the competition. All those girls you named are good, but I think she gets better matches with a Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss, even with Emma or Mickie James. I think
Emma, I will give you. If they let Emma actually go, I think Emma and Asuka could be really good. But just from a match standpoint, I can't go with the current crop of talent on Raw. I just think the women's roster is better suited. Competition-wise for Asuka, I think the women's roster is better suited on SmackDown than Raw.
This is where I would give you that one if Nikki Bella finished Dancing with Stars and she can come back and take on Asuka.
You know what? And you know what's funny about that is that people would laugh at you over that. I totally agree. Nikki Bella, and I know I'm going to catch flack for this, Nikki Bella is a lot better than what people think. She really is.
Right.
And she adds that element to where, honestly, people are going to want to see her butt get kicked by Asuka. People would want to see that. So it's smart money as well. So with you mentioning Nikki Bella now, I'm definitely all for her being on SmackDown, but Asuka being on SmackDown. Unless Nikki goes to Raw, you never know. I mean, we don't know. John Cena, I mean, they easily played that free agent card with John Cena. It can be done with Nikki Bella as well.
Yeah, it could be done with Nikki Bella, could be done with Asuka, it could be done with Bayley. That's a name that I forgot to mention about Raw. Bayley and Asuka had a couple good matches. Nia Jackson, Asuka had a good match that we saw NXT, and we know that a lot of crowd, WWE hasn't got 100% of those who watch NXT who watch the main show. So it'll be new matches.
NXT doesn't count anymore, G-Lo. NXT counts no more now. It's main roster now.
It's main
roster
now.
None of that even flies. So, I mean, none of that even flies. It's a fresh, and we've seen that. It's a fresh start once you get to the main roster. So,
yeah, definitely fresh start.
It's as good as those matches were, and I mean that from a match standpoint as well. As good as the matches were, there's virtually no history of it once you get to the main roster. So.
Yeah, and I may catch flack by this one too. I think she goes to Raw because you don't put two Japanese stars on the same show.
Who's the other one on SmackDown? Am I tripping?
This Shinsuke Nakamura. I know it's man and a woman.
Oh, you were talking women. I was like, okay.
No. I mean, I don't think you throw two of your major Japanese stars.
Hey, you know what though? Hey, we don't know what's going on backstage. The whoever their like kind of person is, or their, I guess, mentor or whatever. I guess you could say, for lack of a better term, or their kind of traveling buddy. That could be all the more reason she goes to SmackDown, is that they may be keeping all of the Japanese stars on one show for the familiarity.
I give you that. Yeah, that point. But, like, we talk about women's NXT, but how can we talk about NXT and how we talk about women without talking about the May Young Classic? First round was phenomenal. If you haven't watched the first round, go to the WWE Network. I wish we're not booking and promoting it, but it's great. $9.99, can't beat it. First round was phenomenal. I sat there and watched the first round in over 2 days. Still couldn't. We got to get some work done. But I watched the first round. I saw some great matches from the first round. Piper Niven's taking on, I believe it was Tessa Blanchard. Great match there. You had a great match in the first round. We saw Shayna Baszler have a good match also in the first round. So been a lot of great first round matches. Then we go to the quarterfinals, and we saw some great matches in the quarterfinals. Shayna Baszler taking on Mia Yim, which Shayna Baszler got the win there over Mia Yim, which is good to me. But I think the upset of the tournament was Marty Bell losing to Rachel Evers. In my opinion, I think Marty Bell losing to Rachel Evers was the upset. But we're at the semifinals now. But before we get to announce the semifinals, your thoughts on the Mae Young leading up to this point, the Mae Young tournament?
I mean, it's exactly what you thought it would be. Great women's wrestling and really showcasing that there are women out here that can really go. And you always got a taste of it with what you got with who's in the WWE now, specifically on the main roster. But there are women around the world who can really hang in there, and we're getting to see that now. And for WWE to do it, I mean, for it to be showcased on such a large platform like it is right now, it's all more of the testament to where women's wrestling has come to. So hats off to WWE for doing that.
Yeah, definitely hats off for WWE for getting there. And I mean, it's good for WWE to be able to do that. We've seen a lot of great women from all around the world, some people that we haven't seen. Jesse Gabbard, you have Rachel Everett, Abby Leaf. Some people have never seen Abby Leaf before. So you're getting to see like that. You see a reemergence of Serena Dobbs and Piper Niven had a great match in the first round. But you've seen a lot of those people who are actually coming back to the WWE. Somebody who hasn't been there before, Mercedes Martinez, who's been, you know, been a journeywoman for like 17 years. New up and comer Bianca Belair, one of my favorite, and I know she didn't win, but Lacey Evans. I really enjoy watching Lacey Evans' match. Give a good throwback to the 1950 uniform sailor outfits that she'd be wearing. Nicole Savoy, another good wrestler. So you've been having some great wrestlers, or female wrestlers, on the show, which sets up the semifinals, which is coming up live this Tuesday night at 10 p.m. You got great matchups there that you will have coming in. You got Shayna Baszler taking on Mercedes Martinez in the semifinals. You have Toni Storm taking on Kairi Sane. Now, I'll tell you this, Wizard. I know you are a big Macho Man fan. Oh, back in the day, Kairi Sane's elbow off the top rope. How ridiculous is that? She gets so much. It is ridiculous. get some hype there. But, you know, we just named the semifinals, Tony Storm taking on Sia Zayn, and then you have Mercedes Martinez taking on Shayna Baszler. I know people said, who do you have winning these two semifinal matches?
I'm going to say, I think because of the attention Piper's been getting, she wins hers. And Shane is just like the Brock Lesnar of the women. So, I think it's those two.
I do too. I think it's Baszler, but also playing up the four horsewomen. I think it's Shayna Baszler's to win. Even though I'm rooting for Mercedes Martinez, but we'll see how that goes there. If you haven't checked out the May Young Classic, please do so on demand, WWE Network. It is a great watch. Take some time out and enjoy some good women's wrestling. JR and Lita does a great job on commentating. Lita adds some insight, some input, and she gets more comfortable as time goes along with being able to talk about women's wrestling. And you'll see some great women wrestling. You know, some of the other biggest things that people have been talking about lately, and still on the tip of a lot of people's tongue, and is No Mercy, which is coming up on September the 24th on the WWE Network, and some of the two biggest matches that's there. The first big match is you have Roman Reigns taking on John Cena. And personally, I like this match. Don't get me wrong. I like the match. I like the promo. I just don't think it should be done at No Mercy. This is a match I wanted to see at maybe a WrestleMania or a SummerSlam. Do you think WWE is doing it too early, or this is great placement for John Cena and Roman Reigns at No Mercy?
They got to sell pay-per-views at this point. Nothing's too early anymore. It's not. They got money to make. So no, it's not too early. And the other reason why it's not too early is because I think we get it more than once, and the bigger stage will happen. So. Yeah, no,
that
I think it's happening right at the right time.
We'll get predictions next week, in the upcoming week of who wins. But this is when I do want. Who gets the more boos, Roman or Cena?
Roman.
Roman's hated by most.
Cena's been out of the light too much for him to get booed. He's turning into that territory where, as cool as it is, as it was, Cena getting booed and everything, he's starting to get into that real, real respect territory where people are like, okay, he really has done his thing. Like, they're gonna respect. So it's gonna be Roman.
Definitely be Roman. And then the other big match, that one match I think everybody wants to see, and that is Braun Strowman taking on the Beast himself, Brock Lesnar. It's a big match. Believe it or not, Braun Strowman is 2 years on the main roster, up on 2 years on the main roster, year and a half on the main roster, taking on Brock Lesnar. And we saw a little bit of a matchup, at the last pay-per-view. This is going to be epic for both Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman. It's going to be a straight-out fight. I hope the ring is reinforced, as they would say. But it's going to be a straight-out fight. And I'm interested to see how Brock handles Braun Strowman. And Braun is getting more and more cheers each and every week.
Yeah.
The fans are actually buying into it, buying into who he is and the monster that he could be. Will we see the new monster rise up?
No. Just that simple. No. Brock Lesnar wins. Sorry. Yeah, I know we ain't doing predictions yet, but I don't care. Brock Lesnar wins this match.
Hey, I'll go the same way as it is. I love the Braun. They built Braun Strowman. I think Braun is in position to be the next big man or the big star. Great match from this past Monday night with him and the Big Show. Big Show pulled out all the stops. Well, the Big Show with no beard, I pulled out all the stops, slimmed down Big Show. It was a good match there. Braun, WWE did the right thing with Braun, building him from jobbers to from the indie workers to jobbers to your mid-carders, now putting him in the main event. This guy has money written all over him. And the WWE is going to continue to ride him as long as they can for the future. But a lot of great feuds. Right now, this is a great time to be a wrestling fan. Got a lot of things that are going on in the WWE. It's good to be a wrestling fan. This was one of the few summers in the last couple of years where wrestling actually had my attention all summer. There's some summers that some summers I fall off. Some summers I, you know, I'm not interested. We can take off June or July, come back. But from June all the way back to September, they have WWE has done a great job with keeping the attention of the wrestling fans. The other thing that came out this past couple of weeks was that Brock Lesnar said before John Jones got nicked for his steroid use that he was actually thinking about considering fighting John Jones in the UFC. Your thoughts on that?
It'd have been a similar situation to Mayweather and McGregor, not necessarily the outcome, but just the hype and the attention and the, you know, it would have been a good moneymaker. So I would have been all for it.
I'd be all for it, and I think it still can happen. I think it still can happen at a WrestleMania. What's stopping Vince from making a, can't use the word octagon, putting a real MMA fight at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
It could happen. And if it does happen, you heard it here first. But, hey, that's all we got tonight. We got a lot going on out here in the world of professional wrestling. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed this show or any other show, I always check us out on iTunes, or you can go to Fox Sports Radio 1340AM.com. Hit the Wrestling Marks of Excellence tab, and listen to some of our past archive shows. Great time for professional wrestling. We'll be back next week to talk about the semifinals of the Mae Young Classic and to talk about the winner there and more dealings with WWE. And we have a little bit more update on Global Force Wrestling. As you, if you may not have heard, Jeff Jarrett is no longer with Global Force Wrestling. He's been released by their parent company, Anthem, and don't know what Anthem is going to do with Global Force. That can't have any too much to do with Global Force. Jeff Jarrett owns the name to it, but they can do something with Impact Wrestling. My final thought on Impact Wrestling, I've said it long time ago, shut down for 6 to 7 months, come back, regroup, get everything in order, and then become another wrestling company. Don't use the same name. Don't use anything likeness of Impact Wrestling. Let it die like The Undertaker, and then come back. So, Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story. Week 1 of the NFL, go Redskins.
Go Eagles.
Good night.